أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا وقالوا أئذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أئنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا قل كونوا حجارة أو حديدا أو خلقا مما يكبر في صدوركم فسيقولون من يعيدنا قل الذي فطركم أول مرة فسينغضون إليك رؤوسهم ويقولون متى هو قل عسى أن يكون قريبا يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده وتظنون إن لبثتم إلا قليلا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 48 to 52 of Surah Bani Israel. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about how Allah Ta'ala sealed the hearts of those who disbelieve, and together with that they would say that those that brought iman are following a person, rajulam mashura, a person who is bewitched. Continuing from there, Allah Ta'ala says, undur kayfa darabu lakal amsal, referring and addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, listen, see, watch how they give parables and examples regarding you. Sometimes, wa na'udhu billah, they call you rajulum mashhur. Sometimes they call you majnoon. Sometimes they call you a fortune teller. And all of that they did. They're giving these different examples regarding you. Fadallu, Allah Ta'ala says that they are astray. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَبِيلًا, and they will not find the path now. Because Allah Ta'ala has sealed their hearts. When Allah Ta'ala seals the hearts, like we discussed yesterday, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا, when they become crooked, أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala then makes their hearts also crooked, in other words, deviant from the path of Allah. The next objection that the Quraysh had was again regarding Qiyamah. And they would often, in Surah Yasin, throughout the Quran, they brought about the subject matter in different ways. وَقَالُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا, Allah Ta'ala says that they would always ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when we become bones, we go into our qabr, our flesh is going to be eaten, and then it is bones. After bones, وَرُفَاتًا, it will become powder that then just mixes with the soil. أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا, are we going to be resurrected? Are we going to be brought into a new creation? So Allah Ta'ala's reply to this is something very amazing. Allah Ta'ala says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, say O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُونُوا حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا أَوْ خَلْقًا, you may become hijara, you may become stone, so become stone. Become hadid, become steel, become any other creation. Not necessarily bones, not necessarily decomposed bones, but become whatever, Allah will still resurrect you. So this is this kudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that if Allah Ta'ala could create man from soil and from a sperm, Allah Ta'ala can create anything from anything. Mimma yakburu fi sudurikum, those things which your heart feel that they are great, its greatness have entered your heart, you want to become that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will still resurrect you. Fasayakuluna may yu'iduna, then they will ask, may yu'iduna, who will return us, who will bring us back to life? Qulilladhi fatarakum awwala marra, simple answer, that Allah that created you the first time. فَسَيُنْغِدُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُسَهُمْ, they will shake their heads towards you. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ, now when they finished with that question, the next question again mockingly, when is this Qiyamah going to come? قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَرِيبًا, say very soon Qiyamah will come. A person leaves this world, in actual fact and reality, his qiyamah has started. يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ, Allah Ta'ala says, on that day, Allah will call you. The word da'a yad'u actually means to give da'wah, to invite. Allah Ta'ala will call you. Then فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ, you will certainly, most certainly, you will respond to the call of Allah. When Israfil blows the trumpet for the second time and man is going to emerge, that is the call of Allah Ta'ala. And who can then not respond to the call of Allah from the Qabr for Hashar? That is most certainly going to happen. But when that is going to happen, very strangely, bihamdihi, every human being, kafir, Muslim, whoever, is going to stand up with the hamd of Allah Ta'ala. In one narration, every being is going to stand up saying, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. That initial dua that we read, Hanafis in Thana, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, that is going to be recited. For the believers, it's going to be of help. For the disbelievers, it's going to be of no use. In this world, they refuse to bring iman in Allah, so that hamd of theirs will not be accepted. But what will happen? وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They always asked over there, and now they will be in that hasrat, and they will be in that regret. وَتَظُنُّونَ إِلَّا بِفْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you would think that you had remained in the qabr for a very short while, or in the world for a very short while, and now that qiyamah will start. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.